Hello, I'm Karen Parker, editor of Adhesives and Sealants Industry Magazine. Welcome to the Bonding with ASI podcast. Today I'm speaking with Bill Allman, the president of the Adhesive and Sealant Council. Bill is joining the podcast to give us a preview of the upcoming Executive Leadership Conference, which is taking place in La Jolla, California, November 1st through the 3rd. Welcome, Bill, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Karen. It's great to join you today.
Great to have you. To begin with, what can attendees expect from the Executive Leadership Conference this year?
Well, Karen, as you may remember, this is the annual gathering of the industry's senior executives. It's a quite unique event where we have a great mix of educational sessions with some networking opportunities where the industry can come together, learn from one another in an intimate atmosphere, and also have a little bit of fun together. So attendees can expect the same format that we've had for quite a while now. As I mentioned, a good opportunity to learn from one another, also to have a little bit of fun, a little bit of networking, some catching up to do. I mean, as you can imagine, there are a lot on the minds of our industry's executives and senior leaders. I can't remember a time when our industry and global manufacturing has had so many different challenges to manage simultaneously. So the purpose of the Executive Leadership Conference, and particularly this year, is to feature discussions that help our industry's leadership look to the future while also not ignoring what's going on in the present. So it's, in fact, it's kind of impossible to forget what's going on in the present. Many of the topics that we'll have featured at the conference will focus on how to address those big challenges.
That sounds great. Speaking of the topics, what panels in this year's conference are you most excited about?
Yeah, well, they're all really fantastic. But, the biggest topics that I'm looking forward to include, we have a great session on the adhesive and sealant supply chain. Christian MacGyver, who's the Global Vice President of Supply Chain at Ingevity, is going to discuss how lean and just-in-time are tenets of the past and are now ineffective in this new world of disruption. She's going to explain how resiliency and creativity are really imperative now to battling the onslaught of today's upside-down world. So really looking forward to Christian's presentation and the discussion we'll have around her topic. Of course, we'll have a topic on the economic outlook, which is also on everybody's mind. Bill Connerly of Connerly Consulting is going to give us his economic forecast with an emphasis on the issues of greatest importance to the adhesive and sealant industry, like, you know, interest rates, that's on everybody's mind, of course, labor availability and international trade with a lot of disruption, from policies and supply chain. He'll give a perspective there. And I think a third one that I'm really looking forward to, Karen, is digitalization. Thomas Gale, who is the CEO of Modern Distribution Management, is going to explore with us the challenges and solutions to serving end user customers digitally across, you know, highly fragmented markets, while also preserving critical channel partnerships. So really looking forward to Thomas's presentation on digitalization as well.
It sounds like you're really hitting some really hot topics in the industry this year. The theme for the conference is bringing the industry's leaders together to focus on the future. Why do you feel this theme is especially relevant this year?
Yeah, as I mentioned, there's just so many different challenges that senior leaders in the adhesive and sealant industry are managing simultaneously. And, ASC through this conference, providing a great resource to them to help understand some of those challenges, how they are, many of which are connected, of course, but how we can provide subject matter experts to help answer some of the questions that our senior leaders have on tackling these challenges. So, looking at what's going on today, but really an eye to the future on how do we get beyond these challenges? How do we solve them and get back to some sense of normalcy in terms of our supply chains, how we're serving customers, what the future outlook from the, not only the U.S. economy, but the world economy. What does that look like into the future so that our members can plan and operate accordingly?
That sounds really interesting, and it sounds like it's a must-attend event for leaders in the industry.
Absolutely.
I understand that La Jolla is a beautiful place. Are there any conference activities that attendees can look forward to participating in?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I mentioned a lot of the educational, gave you a summary of what to expect there. But, on the networking side, we have some fun activities as well. In fact, on the opening evening, on opening night of the reception, we are giving hot air balloons to attendees, something that's quite unique. So at the reception for attendees, we'll be giving a hot air balloon ride. It's such a beautiful place. The Hilton La Jolla in Torrey Pines is right on the Pacific Ocean. It's right on the famous golf course, Torrey Pines Country Club. And it's going to be a beautiful opportunity to take a ride up in a hot air balloon, not too high, of course, but high enough to give attendees a nice view of the landscape. Also, during one of the days, we have a whale watching trip. We have a 2-hour whale watching tour in the Pacific Ocean that we will be taking anybody interested in going on that. We'll be looking for blue and gray whales, which are active this time of year. So that will be a fun excursion. And on the last evening, we have rented the famous Marine Room in downtown La Jolla. It's right on the coast. It's an excellent seafood restaurant. Also, they serve other fare other than that. But it's a very famous restaurant that's right on the water. Attendees will have a spectacular sunset view, as well as some really memorable views of the ocean itself. So, again, some really good activities. There'll be our annual golf outing that will take place during the conference as well. So a little bit of everything for everyone to have fun.
Wow. Whale watching, balloon rides, and a beautiful view of the ocean. Sounds great.
Yes, we're really looking forward to it.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Bill. And thanks to our listeners as well. Be sure to follow us, and if you have a moment, we would appreciate if you could give us a quick review and a rating. To learn more about the upcoming Executive Leadership Conference, visit ASC's website at ascouncil.org. And thanks for listening.